Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week, we're taking a look at four more doors in every home. These are the ones that you yourself installed with good intentions, yet you allow people into your home through these doors that you would never invite through your front door. And today we continue with door number two, the internet. Now, let me start by saying, I believe the internet is one of the most powerful and beneficial mediums of all times. But like everything else created for good, there are those who have perverted this valuable tool and use it to propagate an endless supply of contaminating material. Imagine my surprise when my son Alex called me to the computer to witness an innocent mistake that resulted in pornographic material blazing our computer screen. He typed in the web address for a popular shoe store, but accidentally put a space between the two words. Believe it or not, some perverted mind knew the likelihood of this mistake and registered that address for a porn site. Now, add to that the problem of endless pop-up windows that lead to questionable material, and you've got a time bomb just waiting to explode. I remember the day that Evie and I made the decision to not allow our kids to check the email anymore. Like everybody else, we were being spammed by dozens of emails promoting adult sites and products. It took months to fix that problem. And by the way, the peak time for crimes against children is from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., when children are most likely to be on the internet without adult supervision. And as much as we think it will never happen to us, we must remember why it's called the World Wide Web. You know, most kids are actually more computer savvy than their parents these days, so it's easy for them to hide their online activity. But don't be misinformed. The internet is the second door you need to monitor. Before you know it, your kids will be on their own, and any habit developed in secret will flourish with freedom. Make sure your computer is in a location that is visible to all, and by all means, don't allow this great tool to be used improperly and contaminate your children's lives. Join me again tomorrow as we continue our in-depth look at four more doors. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.